True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back by popular demand. It's time for Fair Game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We will ask Nick a series of questions, and he will tell us if he thinks it's fair to expect this or that to happen to the Steelers in Sunday's game against Seattle. Segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is out. Leaning Cast Brewing Company's Golden Doodle supports Harmony Dog Rescue's outstanding efforts. DK Metcalf on his revenge game against Seattle coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, Nick, no softballs here. I'm going to throw you a Paul Skeens splinker right off the bat. Is it fair to expect the Steelers not to get better pass protection, but to get honest to God good pass protection for Aaron Rodgers in this game on Sunday?
No, I'm going to say that because this Seahawks front is pretty good too. Tank Lawrence, Boye Mafe, Leonard Williams, Jaron Reed, Etienne Owosu, like a lot of underrated names on that front. And you guys saw it. We all saw it. Broderick was borderline unplayable last week. I mean, it's just the fair game of what it was. And so I don't think they're going to get much better. They'll get decently better. It'll get better, but actual good, like above the line good, I think that is stretching.
Okay, so that kind of answered my first fair game, which was just going to be Broderick Jones will be better, which was probably a leading question because it would be hard to be worse. Just so you know, Nick, I just got sent this by loyal listener Fake John and Robinson. Charted PFF stats for Trent Williams against all those guys that he had to go against, Mafe and Derek Hall. 10 pressures allowed, 7 quarterback hurries, and 5 blown blocks for Trent effing Williams, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Anyway, here is a different one then. Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers will again throw multiple touchdown passes.
Fair game 100%. This is a Seahawks secondary that, while good, looks like they're going to be shorthanded. Devin Witherspoon hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Rick Woolen is an adventure. Josh Jobe is his backup, but he's just kind of the Steelers are going to have matchups in this game where they can attack the Seahawks through the air. So I do think 2 or more touchdowns for Mr. Rodgers is going to come to fruition.
Fair game to believe the Steelers are interested in Tyreek Hill and he could end up here in the next couple of months.
Good question. I don't think that is going to happen. I don't think right now, from what I've heard, that they are actively looking into Tyreek Hill. In fact, from what I've heard, the receiver part kind of a little dead right now. They're pretty happy with Calvin Austin III. They're still going to look at some options. I know that they've been very high on Romeo Dubs, but after Jaden Reed broke his collarbone, that's probably off the table. So we'll see as we get closer. But right now, I don't think so.
Nick, fair game to say that, again, Calvin Austin, at least in terms of yardage, will be the Steelers' second leading receiver.
I don't think it's going to happen this week, Mulsey. I think it's going to be Jonnu. That's who I think it's going to be this week. And the reason why is you look at the Seahawks defensive personnel, they got some linebackers and safeties that I don't think can cover Jonnu Smith. He's a mismatch this week. So I'm going John U, but I do think Calvin's actually going to end up having a pretty nice game, whether that's as a decoy clearing things out or potentially as someone that can pop one or two big plays for the Steelers like he did last week. But I think John U. Smith's going to have a good one this week.
Nick, fair game to think the Steelers are going to earn their $158 million paychecks and hold the Seahawks offense under 20 points in this game.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, I'll say this. I think the answer is yes. I do think they hold them under 20 points in this game. But I'll throw it with a twist. I think they still struggle to stop the run. I just think Sam Darnold throws them the game once or twice.
Ooh.
And they're able to make some plays in the secondary. So that's my prediction. I think the Steelers' pressure and their pass rush is going to get home a little better this week. They had a ton of pressures last week. I think they're going to convert them into sacks or turnovers. But I still think the run game and the run defense is going to be an issue. This is not the team you want to face if you want your run defense to get better. That's what I will say.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Caleb Johnson will get more than one carry in this game.
You know what? I do think so. And the reason I do think so is because I actually think they're going to run the ball more in this game, uh-huh. just in terms of pure volume. It's not necessarily because I think, well, KJ is going to get more than two snaps offensively. He probably will if they just end up having more raw plays. He'll get like two or three carries. It's not going to be much more. I still think Kenny Gainwell and Jaylen Warren will out-snap him. I think Warren will be the lead back this week, not Kenny G. I think Warren will be leading in the
snap. You stole my fair game. That was my next one. You took it right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you Warren or Gainwell, and you're going with Warren. All right.
All right. Well, then that kind of makes this one moot, but I'll say more productive Ken or Kenny in this game, Walker or Gainwell?
Walker, 100%.
All right.
I'll say this. Walker will be more productive, but here's a prediction.
Oh boy.
Zach Charbonnet will get the touchdown.
Fair game to say, because Jackson Smith and Jigba is the NFL's best slot receiver, that Jalen Ramsey will stay in the slot and defend him in this game on Sunday.
I do not believe he will shadow JSN, but I believe that will be the majority of the time. I think Ramsey will be in the nickel. You will see Brandon Echols on the outside, not Joey Porter Jr. I don't think JPJ is going to play. So I think it will be Brandon Echols and Darius Slay. But I think most of the time you're going to see Ramsey in the slot against JSN or Cooper Kupp, whichever one of them is in the slot on any given play.
For our friends in the desert,
Is
it fair game that the Steelers will win this game by more than 3 points?
I think they end up winning this game by more than 3 points. I do.
Wow.
And I my score prediction in this one is the Steelers win this game 24-17. They get a few turnovers, and they end up having a solid offensive performance through the air, not on the ground. I still don't think they're going to run the football very well. I think they're going to throw the ball well against a depleted secondary, get one or two touchdowns through the air. Rodgers will do some nice things again, and they will eke one out in this one through some magic from their pass rushers defensively.
Fair game, Nick, to say that Jabril Peppers will do something of note in this game?
I'm not fair game because I expect Chuck Clark to start at safety. And I think Jabril will probably get very limited snaps. Let's wait a week until they go to New England. That one's a revenge game, by the way, for Jabril. I think that's the week we maybe see Jabril make a play.
What are they doing? What are they doing? Lining up the entire schedule with revenge games? This is the DK Metcalf revenge game. Last week was Rodgers. Now you've got the Jabril Peppers. Who else can they sign from the Vikings that they could have a revenge game with?
They're going to bring Jake Reed back for that game, Mulsey, actually. They're going to bring him out of retirement to play wide receiver and be their new wide receiver, too. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate it. Goodbye.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet.
Suggestion to call that segment Fair or Baw with Nick.
Is that on the YouTube channel?
That's a fake Jordan Robinson one on Twitter. Fair or Baw. So he would have to say Baw if he disagreed with us. Oh, guys, Baw.
Wasn't that a song by Kid Rock, Charlie?
Ball with a Baw.
You remember that one, Charlie?
Ball with the Baw, da bang, da bang, diggy, 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 and the whole thing. Yeah,
I'll admit this.
Do you know more lyrics to that song?
Now, this is for the questions that don't have any answers, the midnight glances and the topless dancers.
But that ain't fun. Get in the pit.
Doesn't he say something to the porno freaks and the chicks with beepers or something?
What happened?
The beeper sound goes off. And something with the homies in Cell Block 6.
What happened to the little dude that he used to... I think he's clown dead. Around with. Remember?
I think you just pulled another pony. Somebody.
I didn't say he was still alive. I just no.
He had
a little friend.
He had a smaller guy who piled around. I'll say
and
it.
And he also had a great friend named Uncle Cracker, who is like BFFs with Mark Anderson, who runs all our music stations here.
I never
him and Uncle Cracker. Like whenever Cracker's in town, they go to
paint the town red.
They go to like Panera together.
Yeah, Pony did. Pony did the thing.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was. He'd been gone for a long time. The little friend.
He died November 16th, 2000.
25 years ago?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.